Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I received a package, and the only identification on it with the phone number was yours, but I understand you're just the shipper. I received a flashlight. I think it may have been a promotional item, and it is totally defective, and I'd like to know how I can get in touch with its source so I can get my money back.
Okay, sir. And may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
92260.
Thank you for that. And that first and last name, please.
First name Roy, last name Schachter, S-H-A-C-T-E-R.
Give me one second, sir. Let me locate an account associated with that for you, okay?
All right. Take your time.
And you said your first name was Roy?
Yes.
And what's that spelling of your last name, sir?
S-H-A-C, as in Charlie, T as in Tom, E-R.
Okay. Give me one second. I do a broader search and locate an account associated with you right now.
Mm-hmm. I have a USPS tracking number, if that'll help you at all.
Well, sir, I'm actually unable to locate an account associated with you right now under that name.
Import Direct Gadgets.
We're actually the third-party call center. Now, we do assist with multiple companies and over 100 different products, but as of right now, I'm unable to locate an account for you associated with your name by that zip code. Do you have the last four digits of the card that it was billed to?
I don't know. All I have is a USPS tracking number on this slip.
Okay.
And it came with no paperwork.
Okay, give me that tracking number, sir.
Okay, 940-1112-0250-8543-932248.
Alrighty, sir. Let me see if I can locate this for you. Alrighty. At the present time, I've got that tracking number in, and I'm still not able to pull up an account that is actually associated with you through the tracking number, the zip code, or your first and last name. I'm unable to pull you up in my system at the present time, sir.
So are you telling me that I have no recourse?
And what did you say? That was the only number that they gave you in reference to actually find out about the product?
Right. It came with a slip of paper that basically said nothing on it. Just a flashlight. That's supposed to be rechargeable. There's no recharging device or anything. And I was kind of surprised when I opened up if it's a packing slip, there was just no information on it whatsoever. Just the number of the flashlight, no source, no company, no nothing.
Alrighty, sir. Give me one second and let me see if I can do any research about finding out exactly what you have ordered.
Okay. In fact, I made the same call last week, and the individual I spoke to said that they would email me the company that I would contact, and I never received an email.
Okay. Did you remember the name of the company?
No, I didn't get a name. They just said that they would email me all the information.
That you needed to actually contact this company?
So I could, and I gave my submitted my email, and they said we would email it to you. So I figured, well, I'd wait. I think it was Thursday. I didn't get it Friday, and I didn't get it this morning, so I figured it fell through the cracks.
I'm sorry about that, sir. Let me see if I can try one more thing here.
Okay.
Okay, to see if I can locate an account associated with you, okay?
All right.
All righty. I tried to actually retrieve an account for you by punching in the telephone number, and I'm still not locating anything associated with that, sir. I'm at my wit's end right here. I don't know because I'm not pulling up anything associated with your zip code, the tracking number that you gave me, the telephone number, nor am I pulling up anything when I typed in your name.
Okay, well,
I'm so sorry.
I don't remember how I went about. I assume they have my credit card number, so when it comes on my credit card bill, I'll just call MasterCard and tell them not to honor the charge. I guess that's about the last thing I can do.
Yes, sir, and if you could actually reach out to them on MasterCard, and maybe they will be more able to locate a number that they can actually reference you to actually take care of this matter, okay?
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for your effort.
And thank you for calling customer service, sir, and you do have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.